Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Rural water users in Nevada are panicking over a proposal to create a market for the sale and purchase of water rights in Nevada. A Monday legislative hearing about so-called water banking proposals pitted state water bureaucrats against a coalition of farmers, conservationists, and rural officials. They were unconvinced by arguments that the concept would encourage conservation. Nevada State Engineer Adam Sullivan said water banking would encourage conservation by offering water rights holders an option beyond using, abandoning, or selling their allocations. Opponents argued creating a market would lead to water being exported from rural areas and potential financial speculation. Researchers at the University of Nevada, Reno say they have developed a model to help predict if confirmation of COVID-19 cases in a local community will significantly rise or fall in the week ahead. Scientists say data sampled from sewers and wastewater treatment plants last year showed a correlation to the number of positive tests for coronavirus in Reno Sparks that would follow in about 7 days. The researchers say an increased presence in samples preceded a formal uptick in confirmed cases. That's because most people don't get tested until they feel symptoms. The Interior Department has created a new unit to tackle the long-standing crisis of missing and murdered indigenous people. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, Congress has appropriated $7 million toward the effort.
The unit is tasked with helping state, federal, and tribal law enforcement agencies better track and investigate the murders and disappearances of indigenous people. It builds on a Trump administration task force created last year by adding new leadership and support positions. The Interior Department says there are currently more than 4,000 unresolved disappearances and homicides in Indian Country, but the actual number is estimated to be much higher. Lynn Jones is a criminology professor at Northern Arizona University. She says it's overdue.
The creation of the Missing and Murdered Unit is a step, you know, towards justice ultimately for these victims. It's giving them the attention that they deserve.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs will manage the new unit. And while that agency is notoriously cash-strapped, the boost in money from Congress will fund the hiring of unit leaders, victim specialists, and analysts. The team will be scattered across 7 cities in the U.S., including Billings, Montana, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis has sparked some states, including Nevada, to require other officers to intervene when they see misconduct by their peers. Since Floyd's death, Nevada, along with Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Jersey, have passed laws requiring police to intervene when they see a fellow officer engaged in misconduct. Oregon is considering strengthening its law, and efforts are underway in Maryland and Washington state. Lawmakers in several states are proposing legislation that would require more training for police in how to interact with someone in a mental crisis following some high-profile deaths. The proposals in places like California, New York, and Utah lean heavily on additional training for officers or updating standards. But none of the laws appear to address the root question, whether police should be the ones responding when someone is mentally ill. A 2015 report says people with untreated mental illness are 16 times more likely to be killed during a police encounter than others. A law enforcement expert says training in mental health response hasn't changed in more than 25 years and needs updating. Tesla is asking a court to set aside a federal agency's order that a Twitter post discouraging union organizing be deleted from CEO Elon Musk's account. The National Labor Relations Board found that a 2018 tweet by Musk unlawfully threatened employees with loss of stock options if they decided to be represented by a union. The board ordered that the post be deleted. The board ruling last month also orders Tesla to reinstate an employee who was fired for union organizing activity. Tesla's appeal was filed Friday at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Soon-to-be newlyweds lined up out the door of the marriage license office in Las Vegas ahead of a unique date to tie the knot, April 3rd, 2021, or 4321. A spokesman for the Clark County Marriage Bureau said that hundreds of couples obtained licenses for the Saturday date. The clerk's office even marked the occasion with keepsake marriage certificates. County Clerk Lynn Goya says specialty dates are always popular. Goya says nearly 4,500 people got married in and around Las Vegas on July 7th, 2007, or 777. Those are your news headlines for Tuesday, April 6th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.